Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You know, like...
Wake up. Like,
wake up. Dude, we should have an alarm clock that goes, wake up.
Oh, we should do an app like that.
Oh no, dude.
Dude, we're going to be so rich.
For sure, Nav is going to steal the idea now. Now that you've put it out on our podcast, man.
Oh, I was hanging with Nav the other day, and yeah, awesome guy. He kept telling me that I have to be more confident.
In life or on the podcast?
Live, in life.
Okay, that's not so interesting to me, though.
Mainly on screen, that's and on stage.
On stage, you have to be more confident.
Yeah, that's what he said. He's an awesome dude. He's
have you watched my videos lately?
Your videos?
Yeah, like my stand-up videos.
No, I haven't actually. Sorry.
Okay, no. Don't need to apologize, dude.
I will.
No, you don't need to watch them. It's just that, I thought that we could do some analysis.
Your stand-up?
No, our stand-up, because
I've
watched.
Stand-up?
So that's the thing, is I've only watched the clips that you've put out on Insta, but I haven't. So. Okay. I haven't watched the.
Next time we can both watch and then.
Exactly, because in terms of the confidence, I think there are times. There's something I remember from back in the day, which was when you tried new jokes, you would abandon them quickly and then just be like, "It's a new joke. It's a new joke."
Yeah, I still say that, but I realized after a joke I looked down as well on the floor. So I'm trying to not do that anymore.
Yeah. I mean, there's like, you told me about this show Inside Jokes.
Yeah.
Right?
We talked about it last
time. Actually, in case people, you know, in the future are scouring through these podcasts and want to make us look bad by, being like, oh, they were talking badly about the comics and Inside Jokes. First of all, because last time you had mentioned that you thought they weren't that good.
I mean, still better than us, obviously, but... Yeah, some of them definitely disappointed. On the other hand, other ones really, I thought they were amazing. Like Kellen Erskine, I thought he was amazing. Rosebud Baker, I thought was amazing.
I thought that the majority were amazing. I thought that the guy who closed the show was freaking godlike. He was like god tier, I thought. At least from the two sets that...
I don't know.
You didn't think so?
Would you watch him for like an hour straight?
I think I would, to be honest.
You would? Okay.
And I
mean,
think I'd
very,
be surprised.
Very unique. That's what I liked about him. And he had the stage presence for sure. That was also.
Let me tell you something. The first time I saw him, I was super annoyed. And not him, but like when he was like amping himself up or whatever. And when I saw the style. But those two sets that I saw, I was like, this guy is a freaking genius.
He loved how he entered the stage. He was like.
Dude, you know what he does? You know what he literally does? He literally has tapped into that part of his mind where he's able to shut it off and let God speak through him, the God of comedy speak through his body as a vessel. He has truly reached that level.
Okay.
Because he, like, especially that one, the callback, we should probably give some context. So this show is a reality TV show about seven comedians or eight, whatever. Who are being followed as they do an audition for the world's biggest comedy festival in Montreal, right?
Yeah.
And if you make it through that audition, you get a 6-minute spot during the festival at an event that has been known to really, really push, help people succeed, like help unknown people really, really reach that next level. It's like a stepping stone, basically.
Yeah, please keep going.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So I guess this is now a solo podcast because my buddy's gone to take a dump. And so let me just continue. So that's the format of the show, Inside Jokes. And last week, Pascal had mentioned he thought that the comics were not the best. And so anyways, and then I watched the show and I was like freaking amazed by some of them. I thought it was great. I mean, I don't know what was going on, but like when they were waiting before the show at the festival, you know, it's called New Faces, where they invite, if you make the audition, you get invited to New Faces, which is an event at the festival. And when they were waiting, the ones who had been picked, when they had been waiting backstage to, you know, for their time to get on stage, I felt so nervous, dude. I felt more nervous than when I have my own set, dude.
Really?
Yeah, dude. I was so nervous. I didn't even understand it.
Wow. Yeah, it was a cool show. It was definitely, I loved it. It was really cool.
Yeah, man. And really it was cool. Like, I just thought, like, you know, it must be so mind-blowing, you know, to perform in front of 800 people. And then, you know, more.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's insane. And what I really did like about them, they didn't seem nervous on stage. They were very composed. They had a, you know, their voice wasn't shaky or anything. They really did well. And they have a great stage presence in general. And then specifically, some people were great in terms of stage presence. Like Daphnique, I thought, really owned the stage. And Simon Gibson.
Simon Gibson was the right. That's the closer, right?
Yeah, but then
dude, this guy is a genius.
Yeah, he's great, man. But then the others, I was like, why did they get to JFL? This one guy was doing comedy for 10 years, and I thought he wasn't that great. Likeable person, but not. I didn't think he was that great. Like the jokes weren't that unique. He just talked about his name for 5 minutes or 3 minutes, and then he talked about weed. And I mean, weed jokes have been done so often, unless there's some great new angle to it, it don't do it, right? Especially not when you're trying to prove that you're one of the best comedians out there.
I guess, I don't know. I mean, it's also, I don't know how, because the thing is, I don't know how it is for people who are watching for the first time, because for, like, obviously, for me, you know, like when I see people, when I see an open mic and I see people talk about their name or their or whatever, like the standard things that you would talk about, where you're from, what's your name, where you're from, right? Then of course I think, oh, okay, it's just a derivative of like every other person's joke. But I don't know, maybe the audience freaking loves it, you know, because they don't watch comedy every like 4 times a week like we do.
Right.
Maybe. More maybe. Actually than four maybe. Times a week, right?
Maybe. But yeah, you seem to love the show, right?
Dude, I loved it, man. I binged it in 2 days, 2 nights. So it was, and it was great. 6 episodes or so, 50 minutes each.
Yeah.
I don't binge usually.
But it's tough because none of them got really big afterwards, you know? Even though they have this prime show.
Didn't it just come out?
No, 2018. So Daphnique is pretty big.
Bro, no, it was definitely 2019, the festival. Because I remember they said 2019 many, many, many times.
I'm pretty sure it came out.
I'm pretty sure they said it many times. People have said, I've heard, there's been reports that it was in 2019.
Believe me.
Excuse me. Excuse me. From now on, every time you speak, I'm gonna go excuse me.
2018.
Excuse me.
It came out 2018.
2019.
So in 2 years, you know, they didn't do they didn't blow up or anything.
What do you expect them to be like number one? Didn't it take Gabriel Iglesias like another 4 years before he became like the man?
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But you know what? Like, it was just so interesting for me to see, like, how they seemed so desperate, all of them. And so, because they only had this one avenue. The way they talked about it was, like, I only have this one shot, and if I don't make it, my career is ruined.
No.
They did talk about it that way.
No, not really. Like, a couple of them were No, not really. Like,
I definitely feel like that.
Simon, the furniture salesman, not Simon, the furniture salesman was like, what are you going to, you know, if I don't get it, then whatever, like it is what it is. I'll have to figure something else out. And then Simon and MK didn't get it. And what did he do? He kept doing his show.
I know, but I don't know. I felt he went to talk to Just for Laughs to make it for them, but they didn't.
At the time they were. You don't know what they're doing now. You don't know if they're relying on other stuff now.
I mean, I checked on IMDb. Anyways, doesn't matter. I feel like I'm so... It sounds like I'm so critical of them, but I'm really not, because I really did enjoy the show and the comedians.
Yeah.
I really did.
You're just generally negative. What happened, dude? Was there construction tired, in the morning?
Dude. I don't think we should record in the morning. I'm so tired.
Oh, shit. You're done. Yeah. You're done.
No, I'm not done, but I'm really, really tired. I just have...
Okay, so we should keep this on the podcast.
Huh?
We should keep this part
on
the
whatever,
podcast.
Yeah, whatever. Whatever. Sorry, guys. I'm just tired. We have full work schedules and just other stuff. So we try to record in the morning, but it's a bit tough.
When do you want to record? Much. You want to record this evening?
No, let's keep going. Are you kidding?
Okay, let's keep going, dude.
Oh, by the way, I was looking at...
We're
you
live.
Know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get...
do it live.
Sleep tape. Have you heard of that?
Put it over your eyes or what?
No, put it over your mouth while you sleep.
Oh, why that?
Because apparently it's not so healthy to sleep with your mouth open. Also, you'll snore a lot, which I do. And so you tape it over your mouth, and then you have to breathe through your nose. And apparently that's a much better balance for the oxygen carbon.
Who said this? Dioxide. Joe Rogan or some actual doctor?
Joe Rogan also, I think, but actual doctor said that too. Yeah, apparently.
Okay, you do know that that Joe Rogan isn't a doctor, right?
I understand. But
you can't say that Joe Rogan said it.
I know,
it
but
and
I heard this from several
because...
people. I heard this from several people, and he did mention this one book called Breathe, I think, but or oxygen something. Anyways,
are all these people like regular guests at the Joe Rogan podcast or what? That you've heard it from?
No, I heard some other people. I saw Neil Brennan did it. I heard. Several people do it, so yeah. So I was thinking of doing that as well. And apparently it kills your snoring, because you don't snore through your nose, right? So
okay. Do you know if you snore?
I do, because people have told me.
Yeah, my bad. I should have kept
that was awkward. That was just awkward. Yeah, and I grind my teeth as well. But both of them I can't control.
Oh, that you should be careful of, because I heard about, who was it? Someone I know, like a friend of my dad's or something like that. They would grind their teeth while sleeping, and it became a real issue. Like they started having shoulder pains. They started having freaking shoulder pains, and the doctors couldn't figure it out. And he went to like doctor after doctor, and he was like having massive neck and shoulder pains, right? Okay. Not shoulder, but like the back of the shoulder kind of, you know? And they couldn't figure it out for like a year. And then he went to this doctor, and somehow the doctor thought of it or figured it out and was like, and gave him these retainers, these plastic retainers, basically. Or not retainers, but you know, plastic mouth guard kind of, which he puts in now when he sleeps. And that, so he'll still clench his jaw, but, you know, there's the padding between. And now he's, like, the pain is gone. Isn't that crazy?
Well, that's insane. I'll definitely remember that. Thank you.
You sound so enthusiastic. Oh,
no, it's very interesting, because, I mean, I also had a plastic retainer, this mouth guard, while I slept. First of all, quite unangenehm, quite uncomfortable. But I just bit through it, I think, after like a month or so. Like quite
nice,
quickly,
dude.
Which shows I should actually get a even thicker one instead of not doing anything, because it means I'm destroying my teeth, right?
Yeah,
that's
I
it looks okay, but yeah.
I think it's a lot of things. I think it's the teeth, and then also I think there's a lot of tension like you'll probably have throughout the day because of it.
Could be.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, dude. That's what's going on in my life. I'm trying to improve my sleep and get more sleep because I'm working out every day now as well. I just want to be fit.
Snap. Are you jacked now?
I'm trying to be, yeah.
I saw this Instagram picture of you all jacked up and stuff, dude.
Oh,
you trying to make
shit.
The rest of Asia look bad or what?
Why just Asia?
I don't know. I don't think people look at you, they compare you to the rest of every other Asian, but not, you know.
Dude, how's it in action in India? Because I know in other parts of Asia, like Southeast
Everyone
Asia.
Everyone in India is jacked, dude.
No, I mean, South Asia, Southeast Asia and East Asia, many people, at least many women, find Korean men hot just because they love K-pop and K-dramas.
I don't know if
not as big as in India, right? Because obviously you like Indian entertainment is so big already that they don't.
Yeah, I think that they really like they really. I don't know if there's if any other how do you say like pop, like music wise, if any other. Like, if artists are really, really famous in India, you know, that are not Indian, like, outside, you know what I mean? Like, if
Even
K-pop
American
is
ones?
Big. I don't think they are, to be honest, dude.
Really?
I mean,
Korea also, I felt like people often didn't know huge artists.
That's because they've got their own huge industry, just like in India. I think that's the reason that,
yeah,
on average, there's way less... way less, like, they're more into their, just their own, like, they know everything about their own kind of,
right.
You know, artists and stuff.
Right.
But a friend of mine named Yasmin was telling me about how her cousins in Tirol, who come from a really, really small, small village, where she remembers when she used to visit her cousins, there was, like, nothing. You know, there was nothing for hours and stuff. It was a very tiny village.
Yeah.
And her cousins, she recently met them, and they're like 12 years old, and they apparently are super into K-pop. They know like every K-pop.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, they know every, like, they know the big K-pop groups, and they were asking her about it and stuff. And apparently, like, cause it's just the power of the internet. Like, all the kids growing up now, all their pop culture comes from YouTube and you know, so.
That's
like,
insane that that's so big in...
I know, right?
Wow.
Can you imagine that?
They don't even understand Korean often, you know? And all of their songs are Korean. And only have, like, Korean English words put in every now and then, like, I love you.
And then but I mean, first of all, it speaks to music. Music is just...
First of all. Yeah.
First of all. And, I mean, the thing is, also, American music...
Some people don't understand why we keep saying first of all over and over
first
again.
Of all. Well, no, they have to if they follow the podcast.
So Nav knows. Okay, Nav knows.
Nav knows. That's the only important thing is that.
How do you think Vinny Vincetti is doing? Because he's from New Jersey, right? So sorry, guys. We had technical difficulties, meaning, well, I was running out of storage, so it automatically shut out everything.
Yeah, guys, just because he's Asian doesn't mean he's good with computers, aight?
Well, I used to be a developer, so I guess I kind of do. But
that's true. He kind of is good
still
with
not
computers.
The best there, but yeah.
It was just in... Yeah. I mean, I just love this. Well, okay, well, I'm going to throw you a little under the bus, but you've been suffering from storage space problems for like six months.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm running in alone space the whole time.
I believe one time you mentioned, I got to sort out this storage space problem.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Oh, man, the sunlight, man. Jeez. Okay.
Yeah. Anyways, so we were talking... We finished with Inside Joke, right? We'd moved on.
Yeah. We talked about... Damn, I forgot. Sorry, guys. Which we got. Oh, man. We just got rolling and then...
Mitch.
I was thinking of watching that again.
How far? Did you watch all of it?
No. I think I did finish season one, I think. And then season two, same I just here. Stopped.
I think season two, like mid-season two is when I stopped. It also coincided. So check this out. I had the flu in November, right? Mm-hmm. I think that's when I watched one of the shows you'd recommend. I can't remember which one. And then in February, I got the flu again, right? And I was like, what the heck?
Was it
and
the
I was
flu
down
or was it corona?
Well, check this out. I was down for 7 freaking days.
Right.
I had no energy. I could cook for myself once a day. That's how much energy. And I had to crawl to the kitchen and force myself to cook and eat because I had no appetite, but I knew that I have to eat because I need energy, right?
Right.
To try and heal. So it wasn't like I'd had no breathing problems, nothing. I just had zero energy. I couldn't do, like, I just wanted to lay in. Even in bed, I felt, like, exhausted, you know? Anyways, so that's when I started watching Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, because I usually, you know? And
that was in February.
That was
or
in
November.
February. And so now I'm thinking, like, dude, I think I had COVID, man.
Maybe. I mean,
because it was before this, like, all these people, they got it from the, you know, they came from the, I think our first case in Austria was like
in Tirol, right? The big case was in Tirol.
Was in Tirol, but I don't know. Like, I think mine was a little earlier it was before that.
Yeah.
So
February was still early in Europe, at least.
Yeah, it was before this whole thing of like, oh, they tracked this guy from Tirol, and then from Tirol they all went to different countries and stuff. So it was before that, but I don't know. So I don't know what the chances are, but I also don't, like, I've never had the flu. I've had the flu, I think, 4 times in my life. Legit, like, 4 times in my life, right?
Mm-hmm.
And 2 of those were within 3 months of each other.
Wow.
You know, in November and then in February. So I'm thinking, like, could it be, you know...
It could be. I mean, did you get tested once? Because they do test...
So I got... I think 2 months later in April or in May, there was a...
Oh, yeah, you got tested.
I got tested. No, it was May... You know when it was? I know exactly when it was because it was my buddy's birthday, May 16th.
Yeah.
And 3 days later or so, I got a call from someone at the birthday who said she was positive,
right?
You know, and so May 19th, let's say, around May 19th, that's when I got tested, or May 20th, something like that.
Did you get tested
for
antibodies as well? Because that would show.
No, I got tested for PCR. So that's the thing. And apparently, the antibody test has also like a 40-60% chance of not finding any antibodies, even if you have them. So like the tests are not even that.
Yeah,
you don't know.
Even the COVID tests often. I heard a friend's cousin. He came back from a vacation from Croatia, and he apparently has COVID now. But he was driving, and he was very careful, apparently. And he was driving in the car with 2 buddies. So they were in the same car, like a small car, right? For, I guess, what, 10 hours? Probably. Longer, maybe even. And the 2 friends don't have COVID. So I was just thinking, wow, how... You know what I mean?
You know what I think, honestly? I think that when we were, like, meeting each other and, like, hugging, you know, when you hug and, like, oh, can I get a sip of your drink and stuff, you know?
We were building our
I think those simple things that people have stopped, those simple, simple things, like, also, like, 90% of handshakes don't exist anymore, you know? Like,
yeah.
you do, like, a fist bump and stuff. People are washing their hands more. I think all these things, I think they've made a big difference. You know?
You think?
I think they've really curbed.
Really?
Huh?
Do you hug people again? I do hug people again. Not.
Yeah, but do you hug? Like, I used to hug. Like, when I would go to comedy shows, I would hug. Like, if I met someone for the first time, I would be like, oh, are you a comedian or something? And then, or like, if I met someone and I was talking to them, as we were leaving, I would hug them. Now I never. Now I just fist bumped them and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, unless they're really cute, so.
Yeah. What's a creepy smile?
I know it was fucking
creepy.
Creepy
smile.
Yeah. No chance we're gonna after all the cutting we're gonna have to do for this episode. No chance we're gonna cut that, right?
But yeah, I guess you're right. I mean, but I do wonder whether the handshaking and stuff that really makes a difference. I guess it honestly, does, right? You rub your face all the time, right? And then you
I think so, and I think people are more conscious of that as well. Like, they don't touch their faces. Like, personally, I used to constantly be like, you know, in the U-Bahn, I'd be like, you know? And so I stopped that ish as well.
Yeah.
And
I mean, I have some friends who still don't hug me. Like, they just, you know?
Yeah, I have some Reminds people who are like, childhood. I'll go like this, or I'll reach the hand, and they're like, There was this one buddy during like the top of COVID, this one buddy I met, and he was like, I met him, and it was three of us, and we were just like chilling, and we had like a nice 1.5 meters distance, we were chilling, and then randomly this other dude comes, like he invited his buddy, right? And his buddy comes, and I don't know his buddy, and his buddy goes up to my buddy who I met, and he like hugs him. He's like, "What's up, dude? It's been some time, you know. This is like mid-March, yeah. This is like when lockdown, you know, we're not even supposed to meet and things."
Yeah.
And so like this guy comes, he's like, "What's up, dude?" And then he walks up to me, and he's like, "Hey, man, what's up? My name is, you know, whatever." And I'm like, "Yeah, no, it's like, dude, sorry, yeah. Just." Nothing, you know? And then he's like, "Oh, yeah, no worries. As if he's doing me a favor. It's like, dude, we're doing each other a favor, man. Yeah. There's a freaking pandemic out there, dude.
Right.
And he's like, "Yo, don't worry, man. I respect cultures, man." And I was like, I was like, "What? Bro, there's a freaking pandemic, man. It's for both our protection. It's not like I'm some kind of germaphobe or something, you know?"
Right.
I just thought it was so funny, but really nice guy. Like, I'm not dumb, and I don't think he even remembers. But yeah, it was a funny situation.
Do you think this will last a while? I mean, the U.S. is pretty bad right now, right? Still a bit kind of bad.
I mean, my dad's private doctor, he said that no one knows.
Does he have a public doctor?
No, he has a private doctor.
So why is it private doctor?
Like, did I say private doctor?
Yeah. Does you he have a public doctor who keeps reading his public records? Publicly?
I don't know why I said private doctor, but I think he has. I think it's because.
You mean personal?
You know what
doctor?
I meant to say? His house doctor.
House doctor, okay.
But actually, you don't say that in English. You say Hausarzt, but you don't say house doctor. What do you say?
Do you say personal doctor?
Or personal doctor,
right? I guess.
Yeah, or just his doctor, I guess. Yeah. Like the guy he goes to, whatever. That guy said that, he said that no one knows, because this guy, he works also in the hospital and stuff, and he said, like, no one knows how long, you know, it's hard to predict, but he said, in his opinion, you should think about it being at least 2 years, in terms of, like, the travel restrictions and stuff like that, yeah. At least 2 years.
2 years. That's damn. Yeah. That's.
I mean, but what do you think about this miracle Putin vaccine though?
Who knows, man.
Because no one can tell. No one seems to be able to tell me about this.
I don't know. It's odd. Like, Who knows? It's hard to say. Oh my god.
Something okay. Like, do you follow the news at all?
I do. I obviously I've heard of it, but.
No, but like, do you follow the news like a lot or just like passively?
It's okay.
Okay. Well, then let's not talk about this.
Yeah. But I personally, I don't know. I would wait until there's some more results and tests.
Well, I mean, if it's good enough for Putin's daughter, it's good enough for me, or I'm not Putin's daughter.
But is that true? You know what I mean? Like, it's hard to know.
Is Putin's daughter good looking?
She might. Oh, there's some YouTube video of her dancing. It's pretty insane. Yeah, but it's like
is this. She like a really good dancer? Or
it's this ballet? Kind of dance. No, it's this kind of dance where the guy throws her in the air and has to catch her.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and then I think it was on John Oliver. They showed it, and then he was joking about, wow, if that guy lets her fall, Jesus. The most like powerful man is hating you. That's... Oosh.
Who would you say is more powerful, Vladimir Putin or Xi Jinping?
Xi Jinping? I love how you don't even include Donald Trump in this conversation.
Donald Trump, dude, the U.S. president. I feel like the U.S. president is freaking powerful. He's freaking powerful.
Yeah, they always say the most powerful man in the free world. It's
nope.
Just what does that mean?
Well, oh yeah, in the free world, 100%.
What does that mean, free world? You know, like as if the
yeah,
U.S.
it means,
don't.
It means
don't
the countries that are free.
What does that mean? What does that mean? Like,
Europe.
Like the, dude, the U.S. Like, they always complain about maybe Russia meddling in other politics or them recording people, whatever. The U.S. does the same thing. They were meddling in South American politics for ages. And they keep recording all of our... Like this, probably. Zoom. We're using Zoom.
Zoom is Chinese, dude.
No, it's a Chinese-American, but it's an American company.
Oh,
Chinese-American
Chinese.
Guy, but American company. So, you know, who knows? This might all be recorded. All of our WhatsApp, etc. I'm sure the NSA has it. It's all on American servers.
Yeah, and how
so
much
it's like
is
they
on
always
the Chinese
act like they're
servers?
The nice
would you rather have Americans looking at your stuff or the Chinese government?
I don't know. I eventually want to live in the U.S.
Okay,
so
look,
I
forget this. Stop ranting about the U.S., man.
No, I love Jesus the U.S. Christ. So, guys, I'm just saying like this. The freaking...
You hate their comedians. You hate their politicians. Why don't you move to China, dude? I'm sure there the comedy scene is great.
I love
like,
China,
I bet
actually,
you if so. You went to China and did a comedy set, it would just be a black bar. Like, everything would be censored. Yes, no, we don't like... No.
Right. Dude, I freaking love...
Korea,
like,
no,
dude,
no,
Chinese
no, no, no.
Food every
they would
day.
Change your jokes. Every time you were like, I'm from Korea, they'd be like, the Democratic People's Republic of Korea. They probably don't even like acknowledge South Korea.
That's not true. But
okay.
Yeah. But dude, can you imagine a life everyday Chinese food? Good Chinese food.
Imagine if you tell your dog joke. You're like, "Don't you love dogs? Don't you love
dogs?" Yeah, thanks for telling everyone my jokes.
I haven't said
man.
The punchline yet.
All right.
Do you not want me to say the punchline?
No.
You don't want me to.
No.
Okay. So I won't say the punchline, but the setup is, don't you love dogs? Don't you love dogs? And then instead of dogs, they change it to they change it to chicken. Don't
well,
you love
I don't get
chicken? Because they don't want you to mention the fact that like dogs are consumed in Far East
okay,
Asia.
Right, that's
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't think I also Chinese. I don't know if it's. I think some parts of China probably eat dog. Korea definitely did and still kind of does. I heard Vietnam also, it was a delicacy at some point.
Imagine if you're like, oh, you know, I love Arnold Schwarzenegger, and they censor it and they change it to Xi Jinping.
Xi Jinping.
Xi Jinping.
Maybe. I don't know.
Dude, your whole set is just like a freaking...
just changed completely.
They just changed the whole thing. And
dude,
like they use CGI technology because that's the thing that China is great at. They're using like technology to like mind fuck people, right? Like this government is like insane. They're like, okay, let's hire the best minds to like really just change things. So they'll like use CGI to basically create a whole new set that's just praising China out of your comedy. All your jokes are gone. Same voice, same face.
Dude, did you watch? Yeah, I don't know where I want to go.
Are you getting nervous
this.
that I'm talking badly about China?
Dude, I freaking had the best time of my life in China when I lived there. So, yeah.
I
lived in Beijing for a while and I absolutely loved it. Ate Chinese food every single day and it was heaven.
But you said it was bad for your skin.
It was bad for my skin. So it wasn't good for my health either because it was very oily. But I think looking back, if I had drank a lot of tea as well, then it should have been better. Because a lot of the Chinese food I ate was very, very oily, very fatty, and that wasn't good. But yeah.
What are like, is there health? There must be healthy options there, right? In a big ass city.
Oh,
like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah. Also, a lot of vegan options, you know, because they have a lot of veggies. They do cook a lot of veggies. So if you.
Yeah, and I mean,
don't do the one that's water cooked based and not oil cooked based.
Right.
No, then it's much healthier.
And
but
generally, food is cheap, right? Like Singapore
yeah,
style
obviously
or
you can go also high end, obviously. But
right, right.
Oh man, I was in the Peking University on the campus, Beijing Daxue, and that oh my god, there were so many cafeterias, and you could eat Chinese food for like 1 or 2 euros, I think, at the time. It was amazing. Gong Bao chicken and this one. Oh, ooh, my God. And then also they have, And then sweet potato in the winter.
Sweet potato. Did you have to wait in line or did they not believe in lines?
Sometimes. Okay. And then, I mean, obviously in the cafeteria you have to stand in line because there's so many students. But at this these stands outside, not that often. And, oh, I freaking loved, like, you know, I love books, and then there were always these trucks where they had fake books, basically real books, but unofficially, you know, just copied or
like
printed.
Like copied, illegally printed.
Exactly. So you get books for like €1 or two. And you'd be complaining if it's like €3 because that's too expensive.
So would you bargain with the guy?
Yeah.
So and the guys would literally just drive their trucks into campus and be like, books.
Not on campus, but it was just outside.
Off the campus, okay.
Yeah, and then I bought several books, like.
And would they be like 100 meters away from the library or from the bookstore where you could buy the same book for like $48.85 on discount?
Right. I love that voice.
I just love how like university bookstores are like, oh yeah, we've got a huge great deal. So you're taking accounting? Great. Take this, Intro to Accounting, written by the professor. And then, like, oh, and this is also her slides. She's printed them out and put them into this folder. And you can buy that, too, for $12.95. It's like, okay, great. Also, this will help you. Intro to Cost Analyses. Altogether, €121.85. Do you want to apply a bonus to it? Yeah, sure. Okay, you're saving 10 cents. 100. You know
what I'm saying? Is that what happened to you?
The first day I went into the bookstore, I told her one of the courses I was taking, and she sold me four of them, which I think for 4 years, one of them was still in the plastic wrap.
Oh, man.
I didn't need those books.
Damn.
I didn't need them.
That sucks. It's a lot of money, too.
It was like, dude, I paid like 90 euros or something for, huh?
Better to rent those books, if that's possible.
Yeah, I mean, or buy them from someone who's finished, you know, because you get
them
for
nothing.
And then you just, sell it again.
No.
But in many cases, I don't know, maybe some unis are different, but in many cases, it was like, okay, you didn't even need the books. You had to study from like old exams and stuff and just understand what the professor usually asks, you know. Right.
Well, we should wrap it up, actually. So
a wrap is crap.
Thanks, guys. Thank you so much for listening. I apologize for the low energy. I was just so tired, actually. But Ali was high energy as always, so he picked it up.
Because I got fuck all to do.
You're always high energy in this. I'm sorry?
It's because I got fuck all to do other than this podcast. My whole life is this podcast, so you kind of like...
we'll find a better time to maybe. I don't know. I'm so tired. Anyways, thank you so much for listening, guys. We're going to be back next week. Please follow Ali at Ali the Hasnain and me on Pascal Hausberger on Instagram. We upload this on Spotify and on YouTube. Please follow us there. Check us out. And again, we'll be back next week. If you have any questions, please DM us. Please ask us. Send us a video of your question and we're going to put it in this podcast as well. Thanks, guys, and see you next week.
If you want to catch Pascal, you can catch him every day at the gym. See you guys next week. Bye-bye.